warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter.
Liberal snowflakes.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, we're following this developing news story of Joe Biden's disappearance. I guess he's hiding in Delaware. And now the supposed presidential nominee for the Democrat Party, Kamala Harris, the vice president, is traveling to Delaware. There's a restricted air fly zone. It's just, this thing is crazy, folks. Could they be about to transfer power to Kamala Harris? We're monitoring this. Or maybe Kamala's just going there to meet with Joe. I don't know. The whole thing is strange, where somebody writes a letter of Joe Biden's resignation from the race, and then they forge his signature, and then he just disappears. And then they release his presidential schedule, and there's nothing on it. So this is truly crazy. This is truly crazy. This has been an absolutely crazy month in American politics. Now, in this hour, I'm going to start to really focus on the hearing from today and some of the new developments. We'll look at the list of questions that needed to be asked and answered. We'll play some of the clips, some of the highlights. We'll look at some new video and some new interesting developments from the attempted assassination that we have now. So we're going to be getting into all of that this hour. We're going to really focus on that. And then in the last hour, we've got a guy who was on the ground getting drone footage and other footage from the rally site, as well as Republicans like Josh Hawley and Eli Crane, who also went there with Chip Roy and others that were filming on the roof, filming in the building, filming all over. And they got a lot to say, too. Now, remember, folks, we still need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And, you know, we've got some of our biggest audiences ever right now. With all this crazy news, people are tuning into InfoWars because we've been so ahead of the schedule. We've been so ahead of the curve. We've been next year's news today. And so we're so vindicated in all of our coverage that more people are tuning in than ever before. So we need to stay on air, and we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And we make it easy. We sell great products. It's the Save InfoWars Mega Sale happening right now. And some of these are just no-brainers. I'm a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. The products you see on the screen, I am a fan of. I take DNA Force Plus. I take Brain Force Ultra. I like Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Every morning, I drink Vitamin Mineral Fusion. But some of these things are no-brainers, folks. I mean, you need to be doing something for your cardiovascular health. Why wouldn't you? It's easy. It's simple. You can get Nitric Boost, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Just two capsules a day. Great for your cardiovascular health. Or I actually prefer VasoBeat Complete. I just prefer that. I can put it into a drink. I take enough capsules every day anyway, so that's why I prefer the VasoBeat Complete. I can just put a dropper in my morning Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Both of those are 40% off. Do something for your cardiovascular health. Ask yourself, what am I doing for my cardiovascular health? And if you don't have an answer, well, the answer's at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That's a no-brainer. It has more than 100% the daily value of things that you're probably deficient of. Vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin D, and so much more. There's stuff in there that you're probably just not even getting that's important for your health. Glycine, boron, NAC. We've put all of it into one scoop of Turbo Force Plus. Tastes great, by the way. Tastes great. And yes, you know, we kind of quit doing apparel. We kind of quit doing shirts at InfoWarsStore.com. But every once in a while, we do a limited release, a limited edition. We've got it right now. It's the new Trump Bulletproof T-shirt, limited edition. Get this piece of InfoWars history before it sells out. Trump Bulletproof T-shirt on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So this is something you can buy. I'd buy a couple. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for a friend, family member. And then maybe buy one or two just to stash away if you're a big InfoWars fan. Kind of like me. I've got a whole collection of InfoWars t-shirts. I don't even wear. I never even opened them. It's kind of a collector's item. So get your Trump Bulletproof t-shirt today, limited edition, at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we're honing in on today's hearing on the other side.
Everybody buy.
buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system. But sure, I recommend to people that can't have a complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, let's begin our coverage into today's hearing. We've got a ton of video clips and developments on all of this, by the way. But I put out a list of 21 questions that I think are the most imperative. And as part of my coverage of all of this, I'm just looking at what other people are asking and what the obvious questions that need asked and answered are. So let's give an update. What was asked and what was answered during today's hearing? And some of this is actually interesting. Most of the questions she balked at, she passed the buck to somebody else. She just refused to answer. But there have been some developments that give us an idea here. How many shots were fired by the shooters and by Secret Service? So what we are told now, and actually there's been conflicting reports on this. Cheadle today said that one shot was fired by the Secret Service sniper that neutralized the shooter on the roof. One shot. Now, I know that a lot of these reports about multiple shooters and the audio analysis and everything has been going viral. Well, now we're told that there were indeed three shooters. There was the Secret Service sniper. There was the shooter on the roof. And how many shots he fired, we still don't actually know. And then the third shooter was actually a local police officer counter-sniper team that fired what we can only assume was the last shot, but missed. So Cheadle didn't say that, though. This is coming from local reports. This is coming from the local police. So yes, you did hear three different guns. You heard the shooter on the roof, who they couldn't tell us how many shots he took, but we'll get more into that. You have the Secret Service sniper, who we're told fired one shot and neutralized. And then you have the local counter-sniper defense team that fired one shot and missed. So there's your three different shots. That's just according to the reports. Now, whether you want to believe that or not, I'm just telling you what the official reporting is. So now, what time was each shot taken? She wouldn't get into the specifics on this. And it seems as though she doesn't even know what's going on. I mean, she made it appear like she has no clue what's even going on or what's already been reported. Now, that could be true. She might not have any clue, or she's just up there lying. She wouldn't answer where the shots were all coming from. She wouldn't answer if any bullets were recovered from the scene of the crime. She wouldn't answer if there were any casings found on the roof. Nobody seemed to want to know the specifics of the gun. Now, the Democrats used most of their time to push for gun legislation. The Democrats used most of their time for anti-Second Amendment gun legislation. Then they used another good portion of their time to demonize Republicans and blame them for political violence. How ironic. Yeah, that's how the Democrats spent their time. But nobody seemed to be interested in the specs of the gun or ask even to see the gun. So I find that interesting, but okay, nothing on that. What purchases had the shooter made in the last 14 days in regards to explosives or firearms? All we found out was that morning went to a ammunition store. That's all we got. Is that morning went to the ammunition store. As far as the explosives, it was dabbled on, but not many questions, not many answers. The whole explosive thing makes no sense. Now, Cheadle did say, apparently the remote detonator that was found on the shooter was for explosives that were in a van that were recovered, I guess, that was recovered from his parents' house. There's still some murkiness on that. But nobody really got into the specifics of the van, and nobody really got into the specifics of how he got there that day. The bike was brought up, but there was no real directive questions about the bike or why he had a bike. But it was asked, why would he have an explosive detonator on his person if the van was with not even in range and had nothing to do with his activities that day? Cheadle had no answers. She had no answers. What was the exact time the suspect was first known to security? Now, there's basically a 10-minute window here. And Cheadle refused to answer any of these questions. Now, what's strange is some of this information is already known because the local police have been cooperating as much as they can. But say a 10-minute window of time. At 5:10 p.m., the shooter was known to law enforcement. At 5:10. That's over an hour before the first shot was fired. Now, Cheadle wouldn't answer this. They were trying to give her the chance to answer it, and she just refused to answer, so they said, okay, well, here's the exact time. So they said, what time, Ms. Cheadle, what time was the shooter first known? Oh, I don't know. Okay, well, the time was 5:10. So an hour goes by, at least, of them knowing of a suspicious individual and the first shot taken. And she refused to answer any of these questions. We also know that it was at least 5 minutes of a shooter on a roof known to Secret Service. At least 5 minutes. And it could be as many as 10 minutes. So a shooter on the roof known by Secret Service between 5 and 10 minutes. So why was Trump allowed on the stage? She couldn't answer the question. Or she refused to answer the question. What is the pattern of communications in regards to the shooter's whereabouts, and can we get access to that audio with timestamps? She has refused to do so. The Oversight Committee actually made a request for a lot of documents, a lot of data. They were looking for videos. They were looking for audio of the security team's communication. They were looking for data from cell phones and everything that led up to the security detail. She has refused to produce any of it to the committee. None of it has been produced. She just completely ignored the request and then didn't answer any of the questions. She refused to say who was responsible for the security that day or the exact assignments on that day, but she said the buck stops with her, even though she won't resign. She couldn't formulate an answer about why nobody was on the roof or why there was no security detail in regard to the roof. She just completely passed on that. So we don't know. So we just don't know about that. We don't know if people went to lunch, or we don't know if somebody was in the second story, or we don't know. We don't know. She didn't answer. She refused to answer. It was briefly brought up if any security agents were fired at. She couldn't answer. She couldn't answer. Or she didn't answer, and she said, oh, ask the FBI. Well, the FBI wasn't there. So we had no footage, no audio, couldn't produce anything. We don't know anything about the ladders, except now there is no ladder. There never was a ladder. Didn't give us any information on the vehicles. Didn't give us any information on who the shooter was in contact with. Just absolutely nothing. No one has been fired. No one has been fired. And then we find out this is not the first security lapse under her leadership. There have been multiple massive security lapses. And they were saying, well, we don't want to put out all this information to put your protectees in danger. But they said there are multiple security issues that they know of. And they said one, for example, was somebody broke into Jake Sullivan's house while he was under Secret Service detail. Broke into his house. And they said they have other examples, but they didn't want to bring them up. So there have been multiple massive security failures under Kim Cheadle, Incredible. Nobody's been fired. Nobody has been fired. She took it personally that anybody had an issue with the females that were on the security detail fumbling and bumbling around, pulling out their guns for no reason, unable to reholster them, not even tall enough to protect the president, Donald Trump. And then as far as autopsies and evidence from the scene of the crime, she says she has no idea. You'll have to ask the FBI. By the way, guys, put that back up on the screen for me, please. The Jake Sullivan story. I just wanted to see the date on that. It was more than a year ago. Okay. Because I just hadn't heard about that. And I'm wondering how many more other failures. All they said was we know of multiple failures, and this is the one they brought up, probably because it was already in the media. But they said they knew of multiple failures under her watch. Nobody's been fired. Secret Service, Jake Sullivan, and somebody's able to get into his house. Nobody gets fired. Nobody gets fired. Now, Cheadle is clearly the cover-up operative at this point. It's pretty obvious. She's the cover-up. She's the one not answering questions. And she says, oh, I can't. It's an ongoing investigation, and the FBI is handling that. And a lot of the Republicans were giving her the what for. But when it comes to the shooter, now this is curious. It's Patrick Webb reporting, and it's another account. The original account was like Oversight Committee or something. It wasn't the official GOP Oversight Committee. It looks like an independent investigation group. And I'm not going to lean too much into this because I just don't know. But they're claiming that they have traced activity to Washington, D.C. and Thomas Crooks's address or where he was living. So this is a new claim that's being made. Now, I know that independent groups can do this because I've had somebody show me before. And guys, see if you can find the original account. It was like Oversight Executives or something like that. It looks like some independent research group that came up with this. So I don't want to lean too much into this because it's not my work, and I don't know what their methods are or what their evidence is past these graphs. But I will say, yeah, there it is. I will say, Oversight Project, I will say I have had individuals that have showed me how they can, you can basically hack into systems and trace and track somebody's phone data or people that they've been pinged in the same cell tower and then follow that data. I've been shown that just by independent, you know, savvy computer hackers and stuff. So I don't know if there's anything to that, but they're claiming not just D.C., but other curious locations, but they're claiming that it appears individuals connected to D.C. or the FBI have been in frequent visitation with Crooks. But I would say at this point, I'm not leaning into that, but I felt it was worthy to show you this reporting of what they're putting out. Now, Anna Paulina Luna, there was another briefing. Anna Paulina Luna says she's convinced that Crooks wasn't working alone. And then here's how she spent her time questioning Secret Service Director Cheadle in clip 13.
Director Cheadle, can you please give me the names of the individuals who are in charge of your con op for the rally?
I'm not going to release names.
Can you give me the titles? And how many individuals?
No.
Nothing?
We had a full advance team that was responsible for advancing.
How many people
site.
Are the final approval authority?
There are a number of people
can
that
you give me
are
number?
Engaged in approving
the plan. Can you give
plan.
Me a number?
No, I do not have a firm number.
Can you just confirm whether or not, I understand this is an open investigation, but in order to dispel conspiracy theories, have you guys been able to subpoena the shooter's Discord records, or has the FBI, to your knowledge?
I believe that the FBI is working on those.
Okay. Is it factual to say that you have not ruled out that the shooter was working with other people or persons?
Again, the FBI is conducting the criminal investigation into
the
shooter.
Can you, at least in an effort to dispel conspiracy theories, can you confirm or deny that?
At this time, we do not have that there were any other people engaged.
So you believe he's acting alone?
I do.
Okay. Have you been made aware of multiple eyewitness reporting that there was a second shooter on a water tower?
I do not have any information related to any second shooter.
Okay. The reason I ask that is because according to testimony from multiple witnesses, they did report that. And again, to my understanding, there were over 40 sniper teams that were briefed by the Butler ESU. And I want to make sure that people are aware, if you're saying that there's not another shooter, that we are able to clear that information, because from this whole entire briefing, it doesn't seem like much information has been able to get out to the American people. So I'm trying to dispel rumors, as I'm sure you understand. Was it true that Secret Service was present at the Butler ESU briefing?
There was a briefing between the counter-sniper teams that were working
Secret
on
Service
the ground.
Was Secret Service present?
Yes, to my knowledge.
Okay, I want to read you a report from people that seem to be throwing you under the bus and stated that they were in attendance and that Secret Service was not in attendance at the security briefing, according to individuals with knowledge, to also include that the AGR building where the shooter Thomas Matthew Crooks was located was actually not a part of their security perimeter for that. So there was not Secret Service present. It seems as though that when you were asked earlier from Rep. Krista Morthy about whether or not Secret Service was aware of a threat, you had said no, they were unaware of a threat. And yet, according to communications, again, from law enforcement that were in some of these group chats, they actually had reported that Secret Service was made aware of a threat at around 5:59 p.m. as a part of the command, including Secret Service, aware of messages and requests about information about the suspect's location. Can you please tell me if you have knowledge of that at all?
Again, I think we're conflating the difference between the term threat and suspicious.
But you guys did have knowledge at 5:59 p.m. according to those group chats, did you not?
Of a suspicious individual.
Okay. Chairman, in my opinion, according to some of the testimony today,
well,
I feel
that
you have perjured yourself in some instances. And so I'm going to ask for a full review of the transcripts by staff. And if you find that to be the case, I do ask that you bring perjury charges against the director. I will say this, it is very frustrating, and I've talked to my colleagues and we've said it to your face, that you have been up here basically stonewalling our ability to get the answers to the American people. And what I will also say is that every single member of Congress does not feel safe with you in charge. You have heard that, and I think that we are all sitting ducks with you in directing the Secret Service currently. But more importantly, it sends a message to our adversaries that we are not protected.
We'll see what happens as far as perjury charges. And she, you know, obviously is trying to stop from lying by not answering the questions. It's all done by intent. But she says she believes Crooks acted alone. Here's another series of questions where it was asked about a lone gunman, clip 11.
Your agency has a no-fail mission, and on Saturday, July 13th, your agency spectacularly failed. The failure resulted in the death of Corey Comprator and serious injury to two other rally attendees, David Dutch and James Copenhaver, besides the injuries to President Trump. It is unfathomable that a 20-year-old on the radar of Secret Service and local law enforcement before President Trump went on stage was able to climb onto the roof of a building with a rifle and fire off multiple rounds before he was neutralized. Was Mr. Crooks acting alone?
Again, I would have to refer you to the FBI's investigation.
Oh.
Was he just a lone gunman?
I would have to refer you to the FBI's investigation for motive.
So at one point she says it's a lone gunman. Then at another point she says, oh, I don't know. Ask the FBI. Conveniently, the FBI wasn't there. And when will we have a hearing with the FBI? When will there be an FBI press conference? Listen to this incredible statement. I guess she's declaring that she did a good job here in clip 10.
There were additional Secret Service resources available at the former President Trump's event.
Who made the decision to deploy 12 to the First Lady's event and 3 to the Trump event?
The allocation of resources is decided based on the availability of personnel and their location and where they are, but there were sufficient resources
that
were given to
the— Did you just say there were sufficient resources? President Trump got shot. Someone got killed. There were not sufficient resources, clearly.
There was,
and it doesn't take 27 years of experience to know that. And whoever made that decision, it probably wasn't you, needs to be fired. And then you need to resign because this is absolutely unacceptable. And you've lost the trust of the American people.
So it's true now. Kimberly Cheadle or someone else under her command prioritized Jill Biden over Donald Trump. Jill Biden at a small, less than 400 people gathering at an indoor event got more Secret Service attention and prioritization than Donald Trump in an open field with 20, 30,000 people. Now, that's probably because Jill and Kim are good friends, and the only reason why Kim had a job was because of Jill. Or maybe there's something else. Maybe there was an intent there. Just maybe. Can you believe this? They just don't have any information. They don't have any audio from that day. Clip 9.
Does the Secret Service routinely record communications between and amongst detail?
Radio communications?
Any communication.
Email communications are captured, as well as text messages. And then, depending on the detail, radio communications are recorded.
Does the Secret Service have recorded communications from the July 13th event?
We do not have radio communications from that day.
How convenient. They just have nothing. They just don't have anything for you. All right, let's do this. Let's go out with Marjorie Taylor Greene. We got a couple more clips. We'll go with this longer clip. Marjorie Taylor Greene, clip W.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Cheadle, I'd like to remind you that you're under oath. The site team has a senior supervisor, an advanced team, a protective intelligence team, a counter-sniper element, and detail. Who was the agent in charge? How long has she been the agent in charge, and what is her Secret Service background?
So I'm not going to provide a name.
Why not? You're here to answer our questions.
Forum. I'm not going to provide names.
You stated in your testimony, you said, I am here today to answer your questions.
That is correct.
Answer the question.
I'm not going to provide names of our personnel.
Why not?
Today.
The American people are demanding these answers from you today, Ms. Cheadle.
I will do the best to provide you accurate information based on the facts that I have at this time.
You're not answering our questions. The advanced element coordinates with other intel or law enforcement partners, identifies threats and weaknesses at the sites and movements. We'd like a copy of the advanced report. Have you brought it here with you today?
We will comply with the request for the documentation that has been requested.
When will that be, Ms. Cheadle? Because you should have brought it today.
I am certain that our personnel are working on obtaining all of that documentation.
I don't believe you, and neither do the people watching this hearing. You're not doing well, as Mr. Moskowitz informed you. You have been sitting here for over 3 hours, and I have you know the entire country is demanding you resign and demanding that you be fired if you do not resign. Things are not going well for you. You need to answer the questions. Was there a protective intelligence team, and what technical resources were utilized for that event, specifically drone or helicopter assets?
There were a number of technical assets that were deployed for that event, and there was a protective intelligence team that was assigned to that event.
Why was Crooks able to fly a drone over the entire area the day of the rally and the day of his assassination attempt?
To my knowledge, he did not fly the drone over the entire area.
How did he fly a drone over the area, period? Any part of the area?
Again, I would have to go back and check the timeline.
All right,
of when that
we'll be right back.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, turmeric 95, better mood plus, libido RX, CBD, full spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Life line. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like, America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Had been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely doesn't even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor? So he's been on with us for 8 months. He's given you great advice, and silver's gone up, and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say, Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support for the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/go.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
You're just being completely dishonest. Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, Nancy Mace giving her the what for as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we have some breaking news from Josh Hawley. This is big. The story about the roof has changed again. I'm going to bring that to you momentarily. Let's finish up with Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Why was Crooks able to fly a drone over the entire area the day of the rally and the day of his assassination attempt?
To my knowledge, he did not fly the drone over the entire area.
How did he fly a drone over the area, period? Any part of the area?
Again, I would have to go back and check the timeline of when that took place and when the event...
Why didn't you bring the timeline with you today to answer our questions?
I don't have all of the answers on the timelines based on the criminal investigation.
Were you not prepared today to answer our questions?
I am prepared to answer the questions based on the information and wanted to be able to provide.
Do you have a timeline at all from any of the day?
I have a timeline that does not have specifics.
That's shocking. That is absolutely unacceptable. That means you are a failure at your job. Let's talk about things that are prohibited in Trump rallies. And I've been to a lot of Trump rallies. Backpacks and bags. bicycles, firearms, any type of weapon, or any other item determined to be a potential safety hazard, like a range finder would be one. At 5:10, Crooks is first observed by one of the snipers, AGR Sniper 1, at the building. 5:10, President Trump was shot in the face at 6:11 p.m. 5:28, AGR Sniper 1 takes a picture of a bicycle and two bags. Those belong to Crooks. 5:32, AGR Sniper 1 spots Crooks looking at his phone and using a rangefinder. 5:55, Butler ESU Command confirms receipt of photos and states they have been relayed on. 6:05 p.m., AGR Sniper 1 later communicates that Crooks is seen moving northeast in direction of Sheets and that Crooks has a backpack. 2 minutes before the shooting, while President Trump has been allowed to take the stage, people see Crooks laying on his stomach in a sniper position on the roof, and they're yelling he has a gun, and they are trying to alert law enforcement and Secret Service. Why was Crooks not shot by a snooper, by the snipers? Why was he allowed to be there?
As soon as the individual was identified as a threat, they were...
No. What do you consider to be a threat? A man with a gun laying in a sniper position, a man that had a backpack, a man that had a bicycle, a man that had a rangefinder. At what point is he determined a threat?
An individual with a backpack is not a threat. An individual with a rangefinder is not a threat.
What about a man laying on a building that has direct line of sight of President Trump with a gun that people are screaming and pointing out? Is that a threat, Ms. Cheadle?
Once that individual was identified, they were neutralized.
No, they were neutralized. Crooks was neutralized after he shot President Trump in the face, Ms. Cheadle. Is he only a threat once he fires the weapon?
As soon as the counter sniper identified that individual, they were able to neutralize them.
How were people in the crowd? Okay, then let's just take it this way. People under your command did not consider him to be a threat, yet people in the crowd knew he had a gun and considered him to be a threat. That means that you are a complete failure as the director of the Secret Service, that people under your command don't perceive a man laying on a roof with direct line to the president with a gun. They don't perceive that to be a threat, yet the people in the crowd do. How is that possible?
That's the last question, but please answer the question, Ms. Director.
I'm not certain at this time how the information from the people in the crowd was relayed to any law enforcement personnel.
No, you knew
that
everyone knew.
9 days
later. The people there knew that there was a danger. They knew there was a threat to President Trump, and it was allowed to happen. Was there a stand-down order, Ms. Cheadle?
No.
Was there a conspiracy to kill President Trump?
Absolutely not.
Then how did this happen? And why are you still sitting here not turning in your letter of resignation?
Last question, but please answer, and then I'll recognize Ms. Presley. Please answer that question. Director.
That is what we are investigating to determine.
We're waiting for your letter. We are waiting
There's
for
no
your letter of resignation.
There's only a cover-up.
You really need to consider doing that before you leave today.
Chair, do I recognize Ms. Presley?
There was a conspiracy to kill Donald Trump, ladies and gentlemen. There was a conspiracy to kill Donald Trump. How deep it goes is the question. How Kim Cheadle, the director of Secret Service, who is now the fall girl and the cover-up artist with the FBI working behind the scenes to erase all the evidence. How is it that she stands up there 9 days later and says, well, we're investigating to find those answers? These are basic questions that you should have had answers to within 48 hours. Basic questions you should have known the answer to within 48 hours. And she stands there 9 days later saying, we don't know, we're investigating. That's a joke. It's a cover-up. There was a conspiracy to kill Donald Trump. Now the conspiracy is to cover up the conspiracy. And everybody can see it. So my guess is either Cheadle is remaining as the head of the Secret Service, as the fall girl to allow the cover-up, or she'll resign after this hearing, as that was her duty to do this hearing, cover it all up, and then resign in disgrace. But really now it needs to be Chris Wray and the FBI that are called for a hearing to have questions asked and answered. And I tell you what, the smartest move at this point, if you're the House Oversight Committee, what they need to do immediately is they need to call another emergency hearing, and they need to get the local police that were on duty in Butler County, and they need to get the Secret Service agents that were on duty under oath. That's what they need to do next. Now, I suppose there could be some wiggle room to say it needs to be a closed doors hearing, but it shouldn't be a closed doors hearing. Either way, it needs to happen. There needs to be a hearing, and it needs to be for the public to see, though they would argue it needs to be closed doors. But there needs to be a hearing for the public to see. We need a hearing under oath of the local police officers that were on duty that day, and we need a hearing under oath with the Secret Service agents that were on duty that day. And this needs to be called for now by the House Oversight Committee. This isn't about grilling Kim Cheadle. This isn't about getting your viral clip and then your Fox News hit. This is about getting down to the bottom of this. And we've already exposed Kim Cheadle as a liar and a phony and a fraud who's covering up the conspiracy to kill Donald Trump. Now we go to the next level. Now get the Secret Service agents. Now get the FBI. Now get the local police. Please do not drop the ball on this. Please do not let us down again. Please, I'm begging the House Oversight Committee. I am begging the Republican Party. Please do not let us down on this. I am begging you. Do not lose steam on this. Do not lose momentum on this. We're finally gaining ground against these bastards that tried to kill Donald Trump. Please don't drop the ball here. Now, this is incredible. Now the new narrative. Why the roof wasn't covered. Josh Hawley exposing it. We're going to hear from Josh Hawley coming up in the next segment. First, then it was, oh, well, we had people in the second story. Okay, well, I don't know. I guess that just was not true. Then it was, oh, well, people, they went to have lunch. Well, now that's not true. Now they're saying the reason why the post was abandoned is because it was too hot. I will read for you Josh Hawley's official statement on the other side. Too hot, folks. Are you hearing this? Sounds like the perfect excuse to open up the roof for the shooter.
You know, when you look at the world where there's inflationary pressures and political chaos and geopolitical conflict and unsustainable debt and wars and rumors of wars and all this stuff.
We had a talk this week and you said, I'll do it because at the end of the day, we've got to warn people. But I get it. I'm the same. I'm a man. And a man doesn't talk about other people and how bad they are. He shows how good he is. But sometimes a man has got to also point out, like, they create nautical charts of there's a reef here, there's a sunken ship here. We've got to create charts for people so they know where the hazards are.
You want to protect people, and that's what.
Well, yeah, we don't go looking to whistleblow. We don't go looking, but when clear and present crime is being committed, we will become accomplices if we don't expose it.
You know, part of why we exist as a firm is to protect people from the imbalances that the government is causing because of inflation and higher interest rates. You know, we want to get people in the right place at the right time. Just because gold and silver are great investments right now doesn't mean that all gold and silver are good investments. There's rare coins and semi-rare coins that people overpay for. And I got to looking, and when you look at the CFTC, There's
no, but you called it on the show 2 months ago. You said they're about to bust these groups, but you're like, I don't be a troublemaker. Just wait for it, Alex. And then it's happened now. So
the CFTC and 30 states. So the regulators in 30 states are charging a Los Angeles precious metals dealer an ongoing $185 million fraud. What is the fraud? What are they doing? They're targeting the elderly with overpriced stuff. Right. So over 300% over spot price. It's like, what in the world? Triple spot price? Are you joking? This is very common in the industry that people will kind of fall for a song and dance, fancy story. Ooh, let's get this rare coin. Let's get this historical coin because it's non-confiscatable and it's dealer non-reportable and you don't have to report it on taxes, wink, wink, right? And this is where these are all lies. Ultimately, if the government wanted to confiscate something, they will confiscate it. It doesn't matter what it is, right? Now, number two, you always have to report your taxes. Always. If you don't, you're going to be jailbait. You'll go into some kind of IRS tax court, right? So gold and silver are an investment like any other investment in the sense of there's no escaping some of those things. But what's great about it is that they are private, right? That they are in the right place at the right time because of where we are globally and the imbalances in the markets with rising interest rates, rising inflation. Gold and silver just do really, really well right now.
People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. KerkElliottPreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer. You know you're getting wholesale price of silver and gold from a reputable, top-rated company that funds the InfoWar and isn't a wimp. You need to get gold and silver, but you need to get it from a good source. Go to KEPM.com/gold.
Viene una tormenta!
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, things are just moving in light speed. This is insane. Not only do I have an update from Josh Hawley on the roof situation, I got some other geopolitical news. I'll get into it later, but I got to report this right now. Benjamin Netanyahu has just landed in the United States for a meeting with the White House. And neither the president or the vice president is at the White House. And neither the president or the vice president were there to greet him. Now, look, I'm no fan of Netanyahu. I'm not going to get into the geopolitical issues of Israel and all of that. I'm just telling you. Netanyahu arrives in the United States and the vice president and the president are MIA and don't even get greeted. Who was that greeted them? I have no idea. I've never seen either. Has anybody ever seen either one of those guys? Never seen either one of them. You think Netanyahu knows who that is? It's not like this is a surprise visit. How long is it going to be till Netanyahu makes a request to go have a meeting with President Trump since Biden and Harris are MIA? I'm telling you, this is a big deal. Now, from Josh Hawley. There it is. He's already requested the meeting with Trump. Well, yeah, I mean, who's the real president? From Josh Hawley. Whistleblowers tell me law enforcement personnel were in fact stationed to the roof the day of the Trump rally, but abandoned it, citing the heat. They also say law enforcement were supposed to be patrolling the building, but opted to stay inside instead. Okay. Now, this might be actually the truth. It took three lies for us to get to the truth. But I think this is probably actually the truth. Now, this actually only makes it worse, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if Secret Service or elements of law enforcement were involved in a conspiracy to have Donald Trump killed, this would be their perfect excuse. Obviously, they were supposed to have security around that building. Obviously, they were supposed to have security around the building. Oh, it's hot, so we'll just go inside. Ha ha ha, wink, wink, nod, nod. When Crooks shows up, you're going to go inside. Oh, the Secret Service on the roof. It's too hot up here. Oh, no problem. It's too hot. Just go ahead and abandon the post. Why didn't the other Secret Service agents that were on the roof in the heat abandon their post? Why did these guys abandon their post? Why did they abandon their post? Did the shooter know they were going to abandon their post? Was he led right into that? Folks, this, I think, is probably the actual truth. Now, it's obviously, I mean, do you really think they would abandon their post because of the heat? Or were they abandoning their post because there was a conspiracy to kill Donald Trump? Which do you think is more likely? Now, again, I'm still of the belief that crooks shot Donald Trump. And I would even say that I mean, there is some mystery about a potential second shooter. But I would still say it was crooks that shot Trump. And it's still a mystery as to whether or not there was another shooter. I don't believe anything about a water tower. Again, I'm open-minded. I have no problem with people reporting on that, looking into that. I don't think anything came from the water tower. I have not seen anything that would convince me anything came from the water tower. I don't think there would have been a second shooter behind Crooks or in the building. I think Crooks shot Trump. And I think most of the trajectory of the bullets would show that. I think the three guns that we hear were the shooter on the roof, the Secret Service sniper, and the local law enforcement sniper. But, ladies and gentlemen, they abandoned their post, and then that's where the shooter climbs onto the roof to shoot Donald Trump? Are you kidding me? And Hallie hears this after the hearing concludes. Hallie goes on in his official statement. If the whistleblower's allegations are accurate, when did the individual abandon the post? Which law enforcement units were assigned to the roof? Please provide all security plans indicating which units were assigned to the roof and the building. Did any law enforcement personnel fail to report to their assigned stations that day? Hawley requests an answer from Kim Cheadle and Secretary Mayorkas. This is the big one, folks. This is the big one. I would say if we're looking for any evidence of a conspiracy beyond the shooter, this is it. This is your most hardcore smoking gun evidence. And I get it. There's plenty more out there. Maybe this data records of the people that were visiting Crooks or going to D.C. or FBI offices. I mean, maybe there's something there. Who knows? There's all kinds of other stuff where it's kind of like maybe this is the big one right here. And it's from a Secret Service whistleblower to Senator Josh Hawley. This is the big one. This is the big smoking gun. How does Secret Service abandon the post, ladies and gentlemen? Because of the heat? Look, don't get me wrong. 95 degrees on a roof for hours, it's hot. It's not hot enough to abandon your post. It's not life-threatening heat. And none of the other Secret Service snipers abandoned their post. People stood in line for hours to listen to Donald Trump. Old people. They didn't abandon their post. Why did Secret Service? This is the smoking gun. This is it. So now you got to wonder. Did Crooks know that he might be getting help from the inside? Was Crooks meeting with any members of the federal government or anybody that was a liaison between the federal government and Crooks? The alleged shooter on the roof? Did he know to go on that roof? Did they lead him to that roof? Did they intentionally stand down that roof? These are the questions now, and this is the smoking gun. This is incredible. I bet you this is the truth. They abandoned the post because of the heat. No. No way. Now folks, look. This is big. I'm telling you, this is the big one. Now, Josh Hawley went there the other day, and he got kicked out by the FBI because it was still a crime scene. But now they've opened it up. And he went back, and reporting from the scene is Josh Hawley, clip 15.
As you can see behind me, this is the roof the shooter was on. It is a very low roof, and it is very close to the fairground. I mean, it's right here. The president's stage was right over there, 150 yards or something away. And it's no wonder people could see him, because this roof is low. This building is really close in, and it's totally exposed. I mean, right where I'm standing, there were gobs of people. So it's no wonder that lots of folks saw him. The question is, why didn't law enforcement see him get on the roof? Why didn't they see him on the roof? Why didn't they go up and confront him before he started shooting, or before he got on the roof when he was all in this area? It's so close together. It really, it's hard to understand.
We also have Eli Crane, who was a Navy SEAL sniper. He was on the scene. Yeah, we had a couple of these videos. I'm not sure if I got the right one here, guys. But go ahead and roll clip 16 anyway. All right, so this is, so remember last week.
Yeah.
Keep the B-roll rolling in this. I got so many videos, I'm trying to sort it all out. This is Eli Crane with video from the window. Remember last week we broke down the window narrative and we debunked it? And I said if they're in the window that they could have seen the shooter. There it is, proof right there. There is your shot from the window. There's no way a shooter climbs onto that building if you're stationed to that window and you don't see him. 0% chance, there's your proof. Now, I'm looking to find the other report from Eli Crane. I think it might be clip 17, guys. No, it's not? Okay. Well, we'll try to find that. We might as well go to this then. I guess, is 17 the one where the people are screaming out in horror as he's shooting?
And you know, that's a little bit.
Here again, they're warning the cops. Now, there's another video of this. All right, so this is more the audio analysis of this is more important as we have more information. And there's another higher def video, and you see other people recording. So more video is going to come out, folks. I'm telling you, there's going to be more video that comes out. But I think we now know the series of shots. And now I think we've seen the stand down. And I'm going to find that Eli Crane video. Don't go anywhere.
All right, folks, BrainForce Ultra is back in stock. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Before I started working here at InfoWars, I didn't believe that supplements really worked. I thought these were just products that people consumed for peace of mind and that our body would flush them out. But one of the first products I ever took was BrainForce Plus, which is the capsule version of BrainForce Ultra. And this is actually more powerful than BrainForce Plus. But the first time I ever took BrainForce Plus, I noticed within 20 minutes that I had a change in my state of mind. And ever since then, I believed in our products and I believed in supplementation as an important part of health. So BrainForce Ultra is particularly special because it's a more potent and convenient form than BrainForce Plus. Now, it's not only going to help you with enhanced cognitive function, focus, but it also is going to help you with increased energy levels. We know that the formula includes yerba mate leaf and green tea leaves, both of which contain natural caffeine and polyphenols. These components provide a sustained energy boost without the crash. Ashwagandha root and ginkgo leaf are included for their adaptogenic and antioxidant properties. Not only will this product help enhance mental clarity and focus, enhance energy levels, but it will do so in a way that reduces stress so you don't feel the anxiety associated with too much caffeine, energy drinks, perhaps like an Adderall or a nicotine. These are all great reasons to buy BrainForce Ultra from InfoWarsStore.com. But perhaps the best reason to get this product, BrainForce Ultra, from InfoWarsStore.com is because by buying products from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep InfoWars on the air. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that there's a war on for your mind, that the globalists and transhumanists and the New World Order are trying to conglomerate all political power so they can subjugate humanity for the indefinite future. But we're not going to let that happen because we're going to do things like go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to get BrainForce Ultra. We're going to fight and win the war that is on for our minds, all while keeping InfoWars on the air. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com right now, get BrainForce Ultra, and be the reason we are still on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.